Hi, yeah, sorry, whom I'm speaking to?
Hello?
Hi, Jack, this is Raman here from Sai Hair and Beauty. Yeah, so what's happening? What's the update now? Still showing the same thing. Huh. Okay. Yes, I do. One second. Yep. One second. There is a global setup. I have seen that somewhere. One second. It's under something, I think. Global setup. I open up the menu. Let me see if it's under advanced setup. Set line mode. Okay. One second. Okay. I'm looking. So, Where is that one? I don't know. I know it was there somewhere. Global setup. So where should I be? It's showing handset and answering setup, date and time, and call blocking. Okay, I got a booklet yesterday. You know, where is it, Jack? I couldn't find it, but when I was doing so many setups, it was showing there. Okay, it is I think double SE45. Yeah, Uniden. Setup. It is showing this is under set function advanced setup. Yes, I opened and then you will find ways of using this. So yes, Jack, I'm under that thing. So what we need to do? Yeah, it's like I checked in ChatGPT, it's showing it's under, everything is under in that which undergoes advanced setup. Is this is what you need to label as global setup in some cases. One second. It's showing the set line mode, VMIW setup, added voicemail, insert, 0 to something, time adjustment. Is that one? I can see that, yeah. Not here. It's saying set line mode. Let me check. No, nothing is here. VMWI reset, it's changed yes or no. In I don't know, voicemail something. it's not for this one. Added voice time, it's just showing. One second. And then time adjustment, just showing the time adjustment, and under that one, answering setup, reminder setup, date and time, call blocking, messages, that's it, handset. Okay, it's showing, no, it's showing caller announce, LCD contrast key, touch panel, no, nothing is here. You can search it. I don't know. Select global setup, advanced setup, and you will find videos such as voice memo. So what do we need actually? I can search it on. Caller ID setup. One second. I have seen these things. Make sure ID is active. Caller ID server must be enabled by your phone provider. Okay, and then advanced setup, global setup, press OK. CID, CISO caller ID on the call waiting. So find caller ID settings. It's saying accept the global advanced setup. That's what I'm doing. This is my phone, yeah. Okay, press menu, okay, and then use arrow up and down key, call blocking. And then advanced setup, yes, I can see that. And then global setup, okay. Find caller ID settings. There's nothing under this one. Home or back until you return to standard caller ID. Even if this one second. The caller ID. Is turned on your phone. There is an additional global setup. Global setup. Back or home phone. Let's go to see. Okay, if you have any other phone with the distance of the 10, power cord, reset the unit and connect the power cord and phone line for the day. Actual path and again, my line. Ask your provider like M-Phone, Telstra, is caller ID enabled or on my line? That's why it's not showing. But I think that's why I can't see it here. That, like, I don't know. Call your landline from a mobile. Does your mobile show your landline number? If yes, caller ID is being sent correctly. If no, your phone provider is not sending caller ID. What is caller ID then? If I can see the number, yeah, it means then I can see the time. Now that's what it means. That is on from your side, now. At the moment it's not showing, it is not showing me because I'm just searching it, like, I don't know, and it's saying if it's enabled from the provider, then it will show on your phone. If it is not enabled there, it won't show caller ID option. That's what it's saying. If no, your phone provider is not sending caller ID, is being sent correctly. Does your mobile show your landline number? Mobile, show your landline number. Call your landline from a mobile. Landline from a mobile. One second. Mandeep, jadon main phone kar rahi si, thonu mera number show hunda si? Ho rahi si? Okay. So what should I do, Jack? Where is it? I can't see that sync option. under which section should I find? Recent call, intercom, handset setup, default ringtones, personal ring, auto. I try to in under caller okay, let me go back. Okay, intercom, answering setup. Can I see under answering setup if there is something? Now, security, ring time, record time, message alert, and call screen, answer on or off, record greetings, greeting options, security code, ring time, no, nothing else. And then we go under date and time, advanced setup, it's saying set line. That is showing, it's showing just a set line mode. VWM something reset, edit voicemail in, and then time adjustment. That's it. Let me see. It's it's the time auto from CID. One sec. No, it's not letting me do anything. It's letting me go manual down or up. So should I press manual? I don't know. I just pressed it, but it's showing nothing. It just go manual, or it's not going under anything. Like, I'm pressing it. No, even if I'm pressing the other button, it's not showing me, not letting me do anything. Time adjustment, auto from CID or manual. I just pressed it. You want me to check it? I'll ask my staff. Okay. Hello? Yes, Jack. Okay. No, it's again showing 1:11 a.m. It's 11:11 at the moment, but it's showing 1:11 a.m. Hence, the time is 11:09. And in your call, recent calls, caller ID. Your phone number again, I'll check it. Yeah, it's 1:11 a.m. What should I do? In the One second, I didn't do that before. One second, time adjustment, we click that one. Okay, when we press manual, what should I do? Slash. It's just that slash button, and then this. Okay, I can press both together. Let me see. Nothing is happening. Not like when I press it, go back. It's not going inside to let me do anything on or off. Okay, select recent calls, caller ID, redial pause. Okay, then caller ID. If I turn this off, then how come I can see the calls and everything? Because if you caller ID services, one second, because this is the thing which we receive from our provider, you know, and if I do it manual, how come I can receive the call information? You there, Jack? What's the next step? What should I do? Like, I'm also searching while we're talking. Maybe I think some time, but just maybe if you talk in auto. That's what Google was saying. If I just. But why it's doing, Jack? It's not supposed to do that. That's what I can do by myself, because it was asking just to do the some adjustment from here and just change the time over here, and then it will change the time of my incoming calls. But why? Why my caller ID, it's not showing the right time? I have checked, as I told you, you know, when it was happening here in my shop, I checked my downstairs shop, and even they never checked it before. I said, okay, just do some setting and check the time. And I did their setting. I just checked the set the date and time, then I make a call to them. Literally, it was showing the right timing. We haven't done anything. So that's my point, why it's doing that. I'm happy to change my handset as well, because I just bought this one like the day before yesterday, as I was telling you, if there is anything wrong with the phone, you know. But they're not going to give me their phone, otherwise I can check if there is any, because they are using Panasonic phone, I'm using Uniton one, because it got a long range, so that's why I bought this one. Let me just check with them if they let me borrow their phone just for 1 second or something while you're on phone. Hello. Sorry, they can't, because they got long wiring and everything. They said their whole phone line will stop working, you know, if they give me their phone. So I don't know what to do. What should I do? But why it's happening, Jack? My question is that it never happened before. Same. Mm. Okay. Yeah, because they got the Panasonic, but they are with Optus or someone else, I don't know. So I don't have any issues with Optus or someone before, you know, but only recently. What should we do? You tell me what we can do. Okay, let me see. One second. You say date and time set up at the moment. Yeah, but on the phone it will show the wrong timings, right? So it's 11:20. It's showing at the moment. So what time should I type here? It's 11:20 a.m. showing. So what time should I? 10 hours. You said 10 hours go back? Let me see. 9:20. Okay, I just set it 9:20 is showing here, so you can try to call me and then we will see if it's fixed. Yep, okay, I'll check it. Showing 1:23 a.m. Same timings, like it's increasing by the same time. It is not making any difference, like 1:23 a.m. 30, unchanged. So how to sync it? It's not syncing. It means it's not what? There is no auto sync button now. Let me see. It's that's what they say, set the line mode. Edit one insert. I don't know what does that mean, insert 0 or something. What does that mean? On or off? It's off. I don't know what is it. Insert on or off? On or off? And when we go under global setup. It's off. Just one second. Nothing but just on. That's it. What is this set alignment? If instructed by customer service, press OK. What is this? Type A, type B, set line mode. I don't know what does that mean now. Off or A or B, I don't know. Set line mode. What is the meaning of this? Set line mode. No, I'm just saying, I just went under that one day. It's saying set line mode. What is this? It is on, off, or type A or B. It's asking me this. Because I don't know. It's showing me this. I just went under inside that advanced setup. And then it was showing under set line mode. It's saying if instructed by customer service, press OK. I don't know. Then it's saying type A or type B or off. Okay. Off. Okay. Off. Let's insert. And there is one more insert. I don't know, I'm just turning it off, insert, for showing, just then showing time adjustment manual or auto from CID. It's not saving it, that thing. I did it, but it's not saving, Jack. I don't know how to save this one. I'm pressing that both button together, OK, and then hash. It's not letting me do anything with that. Nothing is happening. Like when we are checking online, Jack is showing look for one of these options, caller ID or call on or call waiting. Everything else I can see except this CID call. Set line mode is there, VMI reset area code something. But we can't see that set CID clock. That one, when you want it, controls whether your phone clock automatically updates from the caller ID sign your provider sends. If you turn CID time, the phone will automatically adjust time and date from in incoming caller ID is off, you will need to set time manually. And tell me what option it shows. Can you check if CID time? Not appear. Global setup was showing in my other phone. Let me check. It's not showing me now. 1 second. I got another phone set yesterday. I will check it if there was. Because I bought the new phone, I thought maybe this will work. And I think in that one, it will show me that option, the global setup. Then I have to go again. 1 second. Let me try another phone, Jack. 1 second. Hopefully, we'll work it out. Not fully charged now. Take a little bit of time, Jack. I'm just turning the other phone. I think so. Under that one, it was showing global setup yesterday. So under global setup, sometimes it's saying, Jack, if your time provider's time clock is set to another time zone, then it won't change the time. Even if you change your timings up here, even you set up manually, but if the time zone under your provider system clock is set up to another time zone, would you be able to check that for me? Like if there is any other time zone is set up? Because even now we change the time on my phone, you know, but still it is showing us the time which was showing before from when it's the call is incoming. It's not syncing. It's not letting me. Your phone, that one is working now. Let me see. There was a global setup, something under this one. Okay, handset setup, global setup in this one. And then set line mode at the voicemail in this one, insert zero, time adjustment. No, same under same things are showing like time adjustment. Let me see. Okay, I'm pressing auto from CID or manual. Let me press manual here. I just did it. Can you try to okay, over here showing the time 11:30 a.m. So what you want me to do, because it's automatically picked up that time whatever is here. So from which option, sorry, let me see if I found any. Don't touch one. Let me see. HD audio. Nothing is here. Global setup. Call blocking. Room monitor. Intercom. Bluetooth setup. Date and time. It's showing me date and time. That's it. Nothing. It's just showing the time adjustment. It's showing a. Under time adjustment, it's showing auto from CID or manual. So how to, because I'm pressing it, but it's not doing anything. Do I have to press any other button to save it or something? I'm pressing OK. That's it. How to save it? I'm just pressing the middle button and then it go back. That's it. Do you want to check it now that what's happening? You can over at the moment it's 11. What time, like it's showing the correct time whatever is it. Okay, yep, okay. Same, 1:35 a.m. Everything is same, Jack. And then the previous phone number or the new one? Which one? New one, 1 second. Let me turn this on process off now. So, where is that model number? In the box it was saying, but over here it's showing nothing. In the box, okay, one second, Uniden. On the phone, it's nothing is written, but one second, I had to handset. Okay, it is showing double SE 45 plus 1. Double S for Sam, Sam. Okay. Okay.